Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, opposition TDs have criticised the addition of three extra junior ministers to the incoming government, bringing the total number to a record high of 23. New laws to allow for the increase are expected to be brought forward next week. Now, let's get more on this from Craig Hughes, political editor with the Irish Daily Mail. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning, Claire.
So, the new junior ministries, what are they and why does the government or the proposed government feel that they need them?
Well, we're told that they need these to deal with the extra pressures that'll be on the government, you know, as our population grows and demographics shift. But really, this is really just to create more jobs, to keep people happy. I mean, it's complete naked politics, if you will, because there was quite a lot of growing frustration within Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael when they saw that the price of bringing in nine independent TDs was five jobs. And particularly on the Fianna Fáil side of the house, there are a lot of second and third time TDs in contention for promotion who saw jobs that they had their eyes on disappearing in front of their eyes. So the new junior ministries will have responsibility for marine, older people and migration. Now, and we know that there will be, one of these will be a super junior ministry, which attends cabinet, which also has to be legislated for. This is essential because when the independents got two super juniors, that meant that there was only one left. And of course, that would have meant that either Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael would have had to forego a junior ministry. So that solves that issue. And I was doing some figures on the cost of all this, and it comes close to €1 million for the lifetime of the new government. And just to give your listeners some context, ministers of state receive an additional €45,846 for their role. And super junior ministers who attend cabinet get an additional €13,145 on top of their salaries. So it brings them close to €173,000. Mm-hmm. Now, the other issue that we were reporting in the Irish Daily Mail this week was that new allowances are going to be given to all junior ministers. So at the moment when you become a TD, first of all, you get your basic salary of €113,000 and you get a travel and accommodation allowance. Now, if you're from the far from constituency such as Kerry, you get up to €34,000 non-vouched expenses. When you become a junior minister, you lose that. Or you can claim back mileage through your department, but you don't get accommodation. So this is raised by the regional independents, many of whom are from far-flung constituencies, as an issue. And we're reporting the last thing in the Irish Daily Mail that a fix will be found to cover the accommodation side of this.
Right, meaning that you could have your increased salary plus the TD's bump for your travel and accommodation.
Exactly. Well, but as it was put to me, it'll only cover the accommodation side of things because the ministers already can claim back mileage from the departments.
Right.
So that has to be ironed out. But this was, and it shows you how much times have changed and how there seems to be a lot of money floating around the place, because in 2018, a group of junior ministers went to then Minister for Finance Pascal Donoghue, pleading the poor mouth and asking for this issue to be solved, and they were turned down.
Now, government have told us this morning that it was agreed to examine and review the allowances for ministers of state who could be worse off because of their elevation, I suppose. So what you believe is that a fix will be found, which may mean that there is an increase given, which would bring this close to what, to 200,000?
Well, it depends. So, I mean, somewhere in between an extra, so say for someone like Michael Healy-Ray, he would have got €34,000 for travel and accommodation. So if it's just going to be accommodation and on top of the mileage elsewhere, you're within that orbit anyway. But again, to be ironed out.
Now, the opposition are very annoyed about this, fair to say.
Yeah, I mean, Labour's Duncan Smith telling me that it was a grubby deal done, and also Jennifer Whitmore from the Social Democrats also telling me yesterday that the public purse has already been put under threat by this new government before it's even taken office. So, it's not a good look for the government as they come in and form next week.
Well, let's talk about this other separate row brewing over speaking rights in the Dáil, because there are independent TDs who are part of the regional group, they'll be supporting the government, but they want to secure opposition speaking time to question their own government. And this is causing war, isn't it? And ultimately, Verona Murphy will have to adjudicate.
It is. This is the first big test of Verona Murphy's independence. I mean, of course, Verona Murphy elected to the role of Ciarán Cormacl as part of this deal to form the new government with the regional independence of which she was a part of. And now she is being asked in her first day of the new Dáil to properly adjudicate on what happens. So to explain to your listeners, Dáil speaking time is allocated to political parties or technical groups. So they're groups who form of five or more just to get speaking time. They don't vote together. And what the regional independents who don't have ministerial roles, so that's Michael Lowry, Barry Heenahan, Gillian Toole, Danny Healy-Ray, they're coming to, and Carol Nolan are coming together with two ANTTDs, Padraig Tobin and Paul Lawless, to form a technical group. Now, the issue here is that the standing orders state that any such groups need to be members of the opposition. So you have, you know, key architects of this programme for government in Michael Lowry and, as we're told, Danny Healy-Ray, seeking to take speaking time from the opposition to be in the opposition benches and question and question the government, mm-hmm. you know, and potentially during leaders' questions. And I think there's also an issue here as well in the fact that, you know, some of those regional independents could also be getting allowances, such as, you know, a junior whip's allowance. So it is extraordinary. I mean, Sinn Féin's Padraig McLoughlin, who's their party whip, described it as trying to have your cake and eat it.
We'll have Matt Carthy here from Sinn Féin a little bit later with Thomas Byrne from Fianna Fáil. So we will definitely be talking about that then. In terms of the rumour mill then, Craig, what have you been hearing about who's going to get what ministerial jobs?
Yes, so we know that we'll have a split between a 7-8 split in terms of cabinet positions in favour of Fianna Fáil. So you're looking at, if we take Fine Gael, first of all, outgoing Taoiseach Simon Harris is likely to go to Foreign Affairs. Pascal Donoghue, I would say, in Finance. Martin Hayden looks set to get the elevation to cabinet to be Minister for Agriculture. I'd say Jennifer Carroll McNeill is most likely to get health, although you have Peter Birkin there as well, who could be left with education if not health. And the one thing we're not clear on yet is how the former Green Party ministries are going to be divided up. So there's another. So you will have Enterprise as well going to Helen McEntee, I would say, but we're taking in energy and climate, perhaps. And that leaves then one other cabinet position left for Fine Gael. I would say Patrick O'Donovan could be under threat from a trio of Neil Richmond, Hildegard Nocton or Alan Dillon. And then they have another super junior to fill. On the Fianna Fáil side of the house, Dara O'Brien, I would expect to stay in housing. Jack Chambers, public expenditure. The very interesting one with justice, and which is taken in integration. I mean, you've got a trio of barristers vying for the job. You've got Jim O'Callaghan, James Brown and James Lawless. Some suggestion that Jim O'Callaghan could be made the Attorney General, which while not an unprecedented move, hasn't happened in quite some time.
And is Thomas Byrne's name in there too?
For justice, I guess he also has a legal background as well, and he is amongst a host of other Fianna Fáilers vying to get into cabinet. I mean, if we deal with the other ones, then we've got, you know, Mary Butler expected to get there. Norma Foley also will be retained in cabinet. So between those two, somewhere between social protection and higher education, I would expect. But of course, Niall Collins also served as a junior minister in higher education, could be looking at that. Charlie McConnell could be under threat to keep his cabinet position. You're looking at perhaps a return of Derek Leary or Timmy Dooley. And I guess we're looking to see how those four old green portfolios are broken up again with communications, tourism, transport,
okay.
And whatnot.
What do they call it? Squeaky bum time, isn't it?
it's quite an every time for people trying to get those much coveted positions. And of course, then you go down the line, and in Fianna Fáil in particular, you have a long list of TDs vying to get a ministerial position for the first time.
Yeah, long serving, which makes it even more difficult. Listen, we'll leave it there, Craig. Thanks so much. That is Craig there joining us. Craig Hughes joining us from the Irish Daily Mail. Coming up next, adult children living at home, should they pay rent? Plus, a week of turmoil across the water with the Labour Chancellor in the line of fire. That's all on the way.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.